97.3 The Fan is proud to bring you high school football coverage. We'll take an in-depth look at what's going on around high school football in the San Diego section with the coach, John Cantara.
This is absolutely fantastic that we're getting the high school football back on the air, because high school football in San Diego is big time.
And Braden Surprenant.
Elion Noah to the near side, cuts it from 35-40, runs right up the hash mark, he goes to the far side, breaks the tackle to 40, 35-30, 25-20, one man to beat, 15-10. Five, reaches the end zone, touchdown Helix.
From player and coach interviews to game picks and breakdowns of the best matchups of the week, we've got you covered on the High School Football Show on 97.3 The Fan.
And welcome back. Coach John Cantara, Braden Surprenant going to join me at the bottom of the hour, and we'll break down not only some of the big games tomorrow night, but we'll also take a look at some of the rankings around San Diego as we get just a little bit closer to playoff action. Just a programming note, next Thursday night is Halloween, and Braden and I are going to take that night off. We figured a lot of people are going to be out trick-or-treating with their families, and players are going to want to do things with their buddies. Coaches got kids. And so we're taking next Thursday night off. But 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back in, and that will be the night before the first round of the playoffs. So make a programming note. 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back on with our high school football show. And our high school football show is sponsored by the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation and their team of medical professionals, who urge you to screen your teen on November 3rd to prevent sudden cardiac arrest. Register for a free heart screening at epsavealife.org/thefan. And want to remind everyone, when they have these heart screenings, it's open for ages 12 to 25. And I was talking with Maureen Legg from the Eric Paredes Save a Life Foundation yesterday. And she goes, Coach, make sure you let your listening audience know that we want college kids to come and get screened as well. So it's from 12 to 25. And again, just go online to register for the next heart screening coming up on November 3rd at epsavealife.org/thefan. No charge. You'll be in and out before you know it. And who knows, every time they have these heart screenings, they find a few people that needs a little bit more help, and they save lives. So take advantage of that. Yeah, we're going to get out right now. We're going to jump around the county. We're going to get reports tonight from the North County and the East County. We're going to start off with our buddy Drew Cowell up in the North County. He's got three big ball games to break down. Carlsbad at La Costa Canyon, Oceanside at Torrey Pines, and a big one tomorrow night at legendary Dick Haynes Stadium. You've got Rancho Bernardo taking on the Vista Panthers. Drew, welcome. How are you tonight?
Great, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. We got three really good ball games tomorrow night in the North County. Let's start with that Carlsbad-La Costa Canyon game.
Yeah, we have a LCC coming in after a tough loss against Mission Hills at 4-4 and 2-2 in the Avocado League. They'll lean on their defense, led by Ozzie Nichols and Jason Pezzi, D-end. Their defense is really solid, only allowing 12 points per game this season. And they'll look to quiet Carlsbad's hot offense, led by QB Aiden Stayens and running back Norwood Mazio, who has averaged 101 yards a game in the five he's played in. And they also have one of the best defenses in the county. The CIF has a number four right now in the CIF rankings, just sneaking into that last open division playoff spot. So in this one, I'm looking for a defensive battle. And they're two familiar foes. LCC will look to pull off the upset that they just barely missed out on last week versus uprising Mission Hills team.
Drew, we got Oceanside 5-3 going down to Falcon Stadium to take on the Torrey Pines Falcons, who are right now 4-4 on the year. They got a win last week, but the Falcons have had a very up-and-down year to this point.
Yeah, they'll look to bounce back and look to get their season back on track with this game being at home, and look to pull off the upset versus a good Oceanside team. They're very battle-tested this year. Both teams are, but especially Oceanside. They're coming in at 5-3 and 2-2 in league play. They'll look to Kavika to break some special plays off versus Torrey, which he's more than capable of doing, averaging 133 yards a game with 11 touchdowns. Look for Oceanside to come in focused and ready for a test. that a desperate Tory team is ready to give them tomorrow night.
That ought to be a good one. And the final game, we got Rancho Bernardo going over to Vista. Rancho Bernardo right now 6-2. Vista 6-2. They had a forfeit loss. Other than that, they would be 7-1. But it's pretty much for the league title tomorrow night, isn't it?
Yep, it's for the potential league title. Vista coming in at 6-2, full league record. They're facing one of their toughest opponents this year when it comes to RB, 6-2, 4-0 in league play as well. They'll come to visit Vista in this potential league title deciding game. RB will look to run the ball as well as Vista with their well-wing key run-heavy offense, led by a three-headed monster consisting of Desmond Tua, averaging 120 yards, David Flores, averaging 142 yards a game, and Brian Kelly pitching in 638 yards on the ground himself. Them as a team are one of the top rushing attacks in the entire state, averaging almost 400 yards a game per contest. RB is more balanced, and they'll still look for that ball control type single back formation style offense, but they'll still look to run the ball more. And this is a fantastic match. I'm excited to see it go down tomorrow night.
Yeah, it should be some good games in North County. We got some good matchups all the way around, I think, in the county tomorrow night as we get just a little bit closer to the end of the regular season tomorrow night and next Friday night. Then they'll have the seeding meeting, and we'll get into the playoffs. Hey, Drew, great job. We're off on Halloween, and we'll be back 2 weeks from tonight, so we'll look forward to hearing from you then.
Yeah, great stuff going on with the heart screenings, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, Drew, good job, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, great to hear from you, Coach.
There you go. Drew Cowell covering our North County. We're going to be getting an East County report coming up here in about 5 or 6 minutes. But I want to take a look at some of the standings. In the Avocado League, Carlsbad right now sitting at a nice 5-0. Mission Hills at 3-1, Oceanside 2-2, La Costa Canyon 2-2, El Camino 1-3, Torrey Pines 1-3, San Marcos surprisingly 1-4. Some overall records. Carlsbad right now doing a heck of a job. They're 7-1 on the year. Their only loss, I believe, was to Lawndale earlier in the year out of section. Mission Hills, Chris Hauser got that team rolling right now. They're 6-2 overall. Oceanside, Coach Rodriguez 5-3. Coach Sovacol's team at La Costa Canyon 4-4, El Camino at 3-5, Torrey Pines 4-4 overall, in San Marcos at 3-5. So tomorrow night, Carlsbad, I'll tell you what, they've got a good team. We saw them a few weeks ago where they just pasted my alma mater, Torrey Pines. I mean, they pasted them good that night, 42-7. They're playing some great football. They've got some good skill players. They got a good quarterback in Aiden Sayen. And, boy, Cole Wright, that wide receiver they have, I was so impressed with him, as was Noah Vella. Noah Vella, a guy that can catch it out of the backfield. He can play wide receiver. He does a little bit of everything. So Carlsbad, they're going to be a team that I think right now may get into that open division playoff. We'll have to wait and see how those rankings come out. But I really like the way they look right now. And if they can stay healthy, they ought to be quite a team to be reckoned with come playoff time. We're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to go out to the East County. We'll be joined by Adam Paul from EC Preps. He'll break down four games for us tonight. Granite Hills at Helix. Of course, Helix loses the great running back, Elion Noah. Steel Canyon 8-0. They're going to travel down to Grossmont. Grossmont sitting at 6-2 right now. El Capitan getting their first victory of the season last week. They're going to Valhalla tomorrow night, and West Hills will be on the road at Mount Miguel. We'll break those four games down. When we return, Coach John Quintero, Braden Soprenic going to join me at the bottom of the hour. We're going to 11 o'clock. Thanks for joining us tonight right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Brooks Muta, running back for the Santana Sultans, and Santana plays here on 97.3 The Fan.
Good job by Brooks Muta, the running back, defensive end out of Santana. He joined us in studio, as did his teammate, quarterback Nathan Temple, and head coach Tim Estes from Santana High School. They've got a bye tomorrow night. They're 8-1 on the year, doing a great job, ranked number one in Division Four right now, and they'll close out their regular season a week from tomorrow night. at home against the El Cajon Valley Braves. So we appreciate those gentlemen stopping by tonight to the program.
Ready to go.
We're going to go out to the East County right now.
Our good buddy from
EC Preps,
Adam Paul, joins us.
Interesting year to this point, considering we started
basically in the middle of August.
Yeah, it really has been. Like you said, only a couple more weeks. It's basically the fight to the finish for a lot of these teams. Especially with the rankings that came out, everybody's now, kind of, where you're at pretty much, and you're fighting for that whatever playoff spot these next couple weeks.
Hey, let's start. You got four games to break down. Let's start off with Granite Hills. All of a sudden, things have come to a screeching halt there for Coach Kellen Cobbs. They're really struggling the last two or three weeks, and now not going to be any easier going down the road to take on the Helix Highlanders, who are 7-1, even though they've lost Elion Noah.
Yeah, Granite Hills, they've lost four straight for the first time since 2016. Overall, Helix has defeated the Eagles seven straight times, including 13 of 14 this century. As you said, Elion Noah for Helix is out for the rest of the year, suffering that injury a couple weeks ago. But that won't that won't stop the Highlanders from doing their thing, as Delshawn Traylor combined with a sophomore running back Christian Washington have teamed up in the backfield. Last week they rushed for a combined 306 yards and four touchdowns in the huge win over Grossmont to keep the musket at Helix. Also in that game, senior Keontae Scott scored on a 70-yard reception from quarterback Cameron Brown, and also returned an interception 51 yards for another score against the Hillers. Granite, was stunned by previously winless El Cap 25-23 out in Lakeside last Friday night. In that game for the Eagles, senior Camden Vance booted three field goals for the Eagles, while junior quarterback Justice McComb rushed for a touchdown and threw a 62-yard score to junior Matthew Keeley. In that game, McComb threw for 375 yards on 21 of 38 passing and the touchdown, but unfortunately he was intercepted twice. Last year, the Granite Hills played Helix tough. I know you guys broadcasted this game. It was tied 14-14 at the half. And then, unfortunately, the wheels fell apart for the Eagles as the Helix outscored them 42-7 in the second half to win that game 56-21. Right now, the Highlanders come into the contest ranked number 2 in the latest CIF rankings and number 10 in the state, while Granite Hills comes in at number 15. And like I said, they've now lost about three or four games in a row now, which is their longest such streak since 2016. Since they lost four in a row, and the Highlanders come into the contest riding a six-game winning streak.
Hey, Adam, I want to ask you about a player at Helix, Keontae Scott. He plays on both sides of the ball. He's really having a big year. I mean, I was real impressed with him that night when they beat Cathedral, but I've been watching some of the highlights on Friday night. I mean, this kid's really, I don't know what people thought about him going into the year, but he's having an all-CIF type year right now.
It's my understanding he he's a transfer from Las Vegas, and he came just before the season started, and like you, Coach, I had not heard of him before, and the first couple weeks, I've seen the highlights, and was asking Ramon Scott, and Ramon Scott said the same thing, just based on the highlights, this kid, he's amazing. And he's really stepped in and contributed and stepped up for the Highlanders. And like you said, he's going to definitely get some consideration, I think, for when we decide all CIF this year.
Yeah, I think he's been one of the more impressive performers, really, when you consider he plays on both sides of the ball. And I'm sure his name will be brought up at the all CIF meeting. Hey, let's get to the Steel Canyon Grossmont game. You got Steel Canyon 8-0. You got Grossmont. And again, Grossmont, they're trying to make their way. They're number 9 this week in the CIF rankings. And you take a look at Steel Canyon right now, they're hanging in there at number 3 in the open division.
Yeah, this one's interesting because, Steel Canyon obviously dominated their game last week against Valhalla 49-7 to retain that Hammershaw Helmet Trophy. And, of course, Grossmont losing to Helix 54-14. To Helix last week, and like I said, 54-14. You know, if Grossmont can get on track in this game, they actually have a shot to make a second consecutive tri-championship year for the Grossmont Hills League. If Grossmont wins, obviously, on Friday night, and then, of course, Steel Canyon beats Helix the following week.
Which they did last year.
Yes. Yes, they did. For Steel Canyon, unfortunately, some injury news. Senior running back and linebacker Junior Akintunde, he actually will miss the remainder of the season with a knee injury. So that's a big injury note for the Cougars on their defense, which so far has been very impressive. And it's been so impressive that they are one of the top defensive units in the county. And also, according to the report, to the stats, the second in the section, only allowing 67 total points. One of the big players, via Amu Morse, had a couple of sacks last week in that big win over Valhalla. Also for Steel Canyon, Chance Johnson had two kickoff returns for touchdowns in that win last week against Valhalla. And also, he also received a scholarship offer from San Jose State, which was his first Division I offer so far on the season. For the Hillers, Jamie Odom passed for 225 in that loss to Helix. And Robert Tucker, who was held rushing, didn't do much on the ground, but he did catch five balls for 103 yards and a touchdown in that blowout loss to the Helix Highlanders. Again, with this game at Grossmont, it's going to be really interesting to see if Grossmont can bounce back and set the tone early. As in the games I've seen Steel Canyon play, their defense just doesn't allow anything early on. And once they get rolling, it's been really hard to move the ball against that potent Cougar defense.
We're visiting with Adam Paul from EC Preps, breaking down some of the games out in East County tomorrow night. You've got El Capitan, 1-7. They get a win last week. They're going against Valhalla, who got off to a quick start this year, but they're scuffling right now at 3-5. And of course, right now they're playing in the Grossmont Hills League. Next year, both El Capitan, Valhalla, going to be in the Grossmont Valley League.
Yeah, you know, I heard you talking to Coach Estes about that earlier. When I heard that vote go down in that favor, like Coach Estes, it doesn't make any sense to me to have seven teams on that side and four on the other. Like Coach Estes was saying, the scheduling, it's going to be really hard for those four teams next year. And of course, you know, on the seven, it's already clogged up. So that's going to be really interesting to see what happens with that next year. But for El Cap, you know, they got the huge win against Granite Hills last week, 25-23, on their 60th anniversary homecoming. That actually shot them right back into the playoffs for Division III. In the latest CIF rankings, both teams right now are currently in playoff positions, with Valhalla coming in at number 8, while the Vaqueros jumped to that number 12 spot. So with this game, could result in one or both teams' inclusion or exclusion in the Division III postseason come seeding time in a couple weeks. Again, last week, Valhalla lost 49-7 against Steel Canyon. In that game, senior running back Keegan Baker ran for 82 yards and the touchdown in that game, while teammate Ryan Perot recorded an interception on defense. In the big win against the Eagles, though, Vaquero senior quarterback Wick Hauser had 255 total yards of offense, passed for a touchdown, and ran for another. Sophomore Savion Yokley had four receptions for 115 yards and a pair of picks on defense. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens there. It's going to be, I think, a really close game. Two evenly matched teams. You know, again, like I said, this game could determine who makes who makes or misses the playoffs for Division III.
Adam, final ball game, West Hills 5-3, going down to take on the Mount Miguel Matadors, who check in at 4-4.
Tell you what, Coach, this game has big implications. After that blowout loss by the Sultans to Monta Vista and West Hills, now is shot back into a possible tri-championship opportunity here. First off, they got to beat Mount Miguel. Wolfpack, again, like I said, is currently in position to play for at least the share of the league title. They beat Escondido last week 14-7. They've beaten the Matadors 8 of the last 11 matchups. Mount Miguel last week defeated Oklahoma Valley 49-7. This game will feature one of the more electric players in all the county in Jaheim Allen Pompey, who last week had 9 receptions for 201 yards and 3 touchdowns against Oklahoma Valley, while quarterback Jacob Laverdier passed for 348 yards on 18 of 27 passing and 4 touchdowns. Pompey, like Keontae Scott, Coach, is, you know, should be definitely considered for some All-CIF recognition. He actually, according to reports, leads the nation in receiving yards with 1,493 yards, averaging 186.6 yards a game. On the season, he has 69 catches for 1,493 yards and 17 touchdowns. He actually has a chance to break the all-time CIF section mark of 1,742 yards receiving, set by Malachi Russell of Orange Glen back in 2016. In that game against Oklahoma Valley, which was really cool because, Clifton Thomas, who was an all-Grossmont receiver back in 2005, Pompey Allen actually broke the Grossmont conference record, surpassing both A.J. Conte of El Cap and also Clifton Thomas. So now with Pompey leading, he set the all-time Grossmont conference record for receiving yards. For West Hills, Cole Klingerman, who actually is one of the more underrated players in all the county, especially in the Grossmont League, he intercepted his second pass of the game against the Cougars with a minute 15 to play and returned it 43 yards for what ended up being the game-deciding touchdown in that 14-7 win. And actually, that win actually bolstered the Pack's playoff chances. Tomorrow night against the Matadors, Clearman will more than likely have the job of covering Allen Pompey. So that will be an interesting matchup.
What game are you going to be at tomorrow night?
I'm actually going to be at the El Cap at the Hall again.
Okay, great. Well, hey, we're off next week because of Halloween, and I'm not dressing up, and I'm not going to a Halloween party. Braden is. He's going, I think, as Batman. We'll be back 2 weeks from tonight, and, of course, that'll be the night before the first playoff game, so we'll look forward to having you on.
Thanks, Coach. I really appreciate it.
There you go. Adam Paul from East County, from EC Preps. Nice enough to get us a nice rundown of some of the big ball games out in East County tomorrow night. You got Granite Hills at Helix, Steel Canyon traveling down to Grossmont, El Cap going against the Valhalla Norseman, West Hills at Mount Miguel. We're past the bottom of the hour. We'll take a timeout. Braden Soprano going to join me. We're going to take a look at some of the other matchups. We're going to take a look at the rankings as well. Coach John Couture, the High School Football Show, right here on 97.3 The Fan.
Hey, this is Drew Wessling, head football coach at Hilltop. You're listening to the High School Football Show on 97.3 The Fan.
And thanks for joining us tonight here on the High School Football Show on 97.3 The Fan. Again, programming note, next Thursday night, Halloween. Braden and I are taking the night off. We figure a lot of the players that we like to bring into studio, they're going to be out with their buddies, hanging out with their teammates and friends and girlfriends and all that good stuff that you do as a high schooler. And we're thinking about the coaches. A lot of the coaches have kids. They want to go trick-or-treating, and we didn't want to put the stress on them to come on the program. So we'll take next Thursday night off. Of course, we'll be off on Thanksgiving night as well. But 2 weeks from tonight, we'll be back in. And, boy, that'll be a great show. Braden Soprano joining me now on 97.3 The Fan. Braden, 2 weeks from tonight, Boy, we're going to be breaking it down big time with the playoff starting the next night.
Absolutely. I love high school playoff time of the year. It's always fun. Those first-round games are always enjoyable, and I'm curious to see how these playoffs play out. And, you know, looking on the high school football when we were doing the high school football podcast earlier this week, which you can go listen to on 97throughthefansc.com or on the .com app, we started going through these rankings and potential matchups in the playoffs and where we think teams are going to finish. And there's a lot of great matchups in all divisions 1 through 4 and even 5 that are going to be fun to watch that I want to go out and be able to cover. We're not going to be able to cover all the games, of course, but
you and I would do about 3 games a week if we could, because we love doing it. And of course, during the playoffs, we're going to have a couple of weekends where we're doing games on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, we got a couple doubleheaders coming up. Of course, we'll have a semifinal playoff game either Division 1 through Division 4, and then the next day we got the Open Championship game, and then the following week we'll do Division II's championship game on that Friday, and then Division I game championship game on that Saturday. All of those, of course, at Southwestern College. There's a lot of great potential matchups that are out there. I'm excited to see it.
I want to remind everyone, Braden and I are going to be up in Valley Center tomorrow. It's going to be a fun day. We're going to have 10 hours of broadcasting here on 97.3 The Fan from the great little town up there, Valley Center. Looking forward to being at A1 Irrigation. We'll have the talk show from 12 to 3. Gwen and Chris, their program will get underway at 3 o'clock right down the street at Valley Center High School. And then Braden and I get a little something to eat and come down the road, and we'll get ready to call that ball game tomorrow night between Escondido and Valley Center. The kickoff right here on 97.3 The Fan and radio.com will be at 7 o'clock. Brayden, let's take a look at the CIF rankings this week. Let's take a look right now at Division 5. And again, 8 teams will get in the playoffs in Division 5. But right now, if we were playing tomorrow night, the rankings right now, you've got number 1, Vincent Memorial. You've got number 2, Castle Park. Number 3, Holtville. And number 4, Palo Verde Valley. Number 5 and 6, you got Mission Bay at number 5. Crawford at number 6. El Cajon Valley 7. And Francis Parker 8. Your thoughts on that?
I really like Vincent Memorial in this bracket. Of course, Castle Park comes in at number 2. I really like them as well. They're also 8-0. We'll see how much of a challenge it's going to be for Mission Bay, Crawford. They got to travel out to Holtville and Palo Verde Valley, which is in Blythe, California. It's way out there, and that might be a deciding factor for a lot of these teams because travel is going to play effect. Vincent Memorial versus Francis Parker, Castle Park versus El Cajon Valley, Holtville against Crawford, Palo Verde Valley, Mission Bay. Not the greatest matchups in the first round, but I'm curious to see Vincent Memorial potentially play Castle Park. I know it's cliche picking the 1 and 2, but I really like the 1 and 2 in Division 5.
And in Division 1 through 4, you have 12 teams. In the open division, you have 4. And again, in Division 5, you have 8 teams. Let's go to Division 4 right now. And we had right now the number 1 ranked team in Division 4 in studio tonight. They're 8-1, Santana, followed by number 2, Sarah Montgomery. Freddie Dunkel doing a nice job in his second year down there with the Aztecs. They're checking in again at number 3. La Jolla Country Day at number 4. Then on the outside looking in right now of getting a bye that first week is Patrick Henry, Mount Miguel, and Orange Glen and Escondido at 7-8. And of course, Orange Glen a year ago, not only did they win a title here in San Diego, they also got to the state title game where they got beat.
Yeah, so Orange Glen, another team that I might look out for. Finishing it up, Coronado, Tri-City Christian, Classical Academy, and Mar Vista would all finish into the playoffs if it ended today. I really like the top half of this bracket. Of course, Santana, I really like the way they're playing right now and the way Nathan Temple's playing quarterback for the Sultans. Sarah's doing a really good job. They started the season off slow, but they've been able to rip off a lot of wins. I really like Montgomery in the South Bay. I think Montgomery's going to win their league pretty handedly. And then you start going down the list. Patrick Henry has a 5 seed. You know, that's a potential sleeper team to potentially get in the
Hey, JTO Sullivan's done a really nice job in his first year out there.
There's a really good game tomorrow night between Patrick Henry and Scripps Ranch. I'm curious to see how that one ends as well. But I really like Patrick Henry as a dark horse in this tournament. I like Montgomery. Of course, you can't go wrong with Santana or Sarah near the top half of the bracket. But this is, I know it's Division 4, but there's a lot of evenly matched teams in this bracket. I'm excited to see this one play out.
And Division 3, right now, Scripps Ranch, Marlon Gardner got his team playing some great football right now. They're undefeated on the year. They're They're number one in Division Three, followed by Drew Wesleyan. They have one loss. The Hilltop Lancers, San Diego High, La Jolla at number four. And then you've got two teams in the section, but from outside of San Diego, they're down in the Imperial Valley. You got Central High School, Brawley, and then Modern Day Catholic. And I'm going to tell you right now, we've seen Modern Day Catholic early in the year, and they had their struggles on defense. But they've got some weapons. They got one of the best talented athletes in the county in Aiden Calvert. I like their quarterback, Trevor Appleman. And that defense, with a lot of those youngsters on that defensive side of the ball, they're getting better.
They're starting to get it, too. And you like Trey Edwards, their middle linebacker, freshman. He's going to be a hell of a football player down the road. He's already a really good football player. I really like Modern Day in this division.
I do, too.
They're a sleeper team. I don't know how much of a sleeper team they are. I think a lot of people know how good Modern Day is going to be. You know, I was talking with John Joyner, their head coach, and he was saying, you know, we just got to focus on us and keep winning games. I'm going to tell you right now, Modern Day is a favorite of mine to win this, and they're going to have to open up the playoffs, you know, potentially on the road. I mean, they're going to have to make, I mean, they're right now in a home spot in the first round, but they don't get a bye. They're going to have to travel the next round. But I really like Modern Day at 7. I'm curious to see how Valhalla does at 8. And then El Cap right now would sneak in to get a 12 seed over Kearney. You know, Kearney would be the first team out. So I'm curious to see how that plays out. That El Cap win over Granite Hills obviously played a huge role in them getting a playoff spot potentially as we see the next 2 weeks play out. I really like, this might be my favorite division to watch in terms of the playoffs. You got Scripture Answers undefeated. We saw Hilltop play. We know how they can move the ball. San Diego High, you know, won it last year. La Jolla's playing a lot better. I really love Modern Day Catholic. You got Keegan Baker, the running back at Valhalla, who's an X factor. This one, I think, is up for grabs, and you know it's up for grabs when I'm picking a 7 seed potentially to win this thing.
I'll tell you what's going to be up for grabs, Division Two. I mean, you take a look right now. Bishops, they got the great junior quarterback who's committed to Notre Dame, Tyler Buckner, putting up some unbelievable numbers, both throwing the ball, running the ball. You got Santa Fe Christian at number two, San Pasqual at number three, Christian at number four, and then you've got Morse, Vista. Vista ought to be ranked higher to me. I mean, Vista's 6-2. They had to forfeit that first game of the year to St. Margaret's from outside the section. Vista's right there at number 6. You got Poway at number 7, Otay Ranch at number 8. This division here, I think, is going to be very interesting. And you know what? Right now, when I look at it, the Vista Panthers look pretty good in this division, even though they're going to have to play week one if the rankings stay the same.
Yeah, so the thing with Vista, which I think is very interesting, is if this was last season and they're going with the CalPreps ratings, they're actually number one in Division Two in the CalPreps ratings, and in the CIF rankings, they're 6. So you go from being the number one overall seed to not even having a bye in the first round of the playoffs. I don't know how that's going to work out. I think that's the biggest disappointment in terms of the CIF rankings, I think, is right here in Division Two. With Vista, because I think Vista is the best team in Division Two. I'm going to tell you right now, we said it on the High School Football Podcast, there is not a single team in Division Two that wants to play Vista. Absolutely not. Nobody wants to play Vista. There's not going to be a single team that's going to want to get Vista on their side of the bracket. They're my pick to win. I like Poway, too, hovering around that 7 spot. I'm curious to see you know, how Valley Center and Point Loma do. They're the 11-12, potentially. But this division's going to have a lot of good first-round matchups. It's going to have a lot of good second-round matchups. And then, of course, Christian and Morse are back-to-back. But if you are back-to-back with a team that you have played head-to-head, whoever won that matchup gets the nod. So right now, Morse would have the last bye in Division Two. But I like a lot of teams in this league. I think Bishops and Santa Fe Christian are a little high in terms of the ratings, but we'll see what plays out and what happens. But like I said, I really like the Vista Panthers in Division Two this year.
You know, Braden, when we take a look, and again, it's the Division One rankings, but the top four teams in Division One rankings become the open division. And right now, you've got Cathedral Catholic, Helix, Steel Canyon, Carlsbad, and I can't argue with that. I mean, I guess I could say St. Augustine should be in there, but again, St. Augustine got a couple of losses. I know they lost last week to Cathedral Catholic, but you know, Steel Canyon's undefeated. We'll see how they do here in a couple of weeks against Helix, but Carlsbad's had a great year. You and I have seen them. We've seen Helix. We've seen Cathedral Catholic. Those those are all bona fide open division type ball clubs right now. So if you went right now, it'd be Cathedral Catholic 1, Helix 2, Steel Canyon 3, Carlsbad 4, and then dropping down to Division 1 would be St. Augustine, Madison, Mission Hills, Lincoln in that order right now. But a lot of things could change over the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, a lot of things can change, but as I look at it right now, I think it's a five-team race for four spots for the Open. You look at it, Cathedral, Helix, they're in their own tier. They got 18 points is their rating each, and then there's a little bit of a drop-off, so they're pretty much safe throughout. I'm curious to see what a Helix loss to Steel Canyon might do. I think Helix has done enough where they're at least locked in to an open playoff spot. Then you got Steel Canyon, Carlsbad, and Saints, I think, are all battling for a spot. I think Madison is barely hanging on by a thread. They're going to need a lot of help in order to get the open division. And then you got the rest of the pack. Mission Hills is too far away. They're going to need a lot of teams.
Mission Hills is playing pretty well right now.
They
seem to kind of found their sea legs.
They've played pretty well, but I think the open division is out of reach for them. I could see them getting the one seed potentially in Division One if they win out and things go their way. But I look to see Madison all the way down the list in Division One. I honestly think St. Augustine, Cathedral, and Helix should all definitely be in the open division. The only reason I wouldn't have all three of those plus Carlsbad would be if Steel Canyon goes undefeated and beats Helix. Then I think Steel Canyon gets the nod. But I think the best four teams in San Diego are Cathedral, Helix, Carlsbad, and Saints. Not in that particular order, but just in general. I see Steel Canyon in the open. I have a hard time seeing them be able to compete with the other three teams around them. But you know, we'll see that next week when they go against Helix.
Well, we'll find out. No question about that. I'll tell you, one of the teams I'm kind of surprised. We saw them earlier in the year, and they lost a tough game that night to Oceanside, but San Marcos, they're really struggling. They're only 3-5. Torrey got them last week.
Yeah, they're dropping like a rock. They're currently dead last in the Division One rankings, coming in at 16. Of course, they'd be playing in Division One bracket because everybody makes the everyone that's in Division One makes the playoffs, just the way everything goes. So at this point, you know, they would be playing Grossmont if there was a potential. But get a load of these matchups, Coach. You got Gross first round, if everything stayed put, you'd have Grossmont and San Marcos. You'd have Granite Hills playing at Rancho Bernardo. You'd have Torrey Pines LCC back-to-back weeks. And then you'd have Eastlake going to Oceanside. That would be a pretty fun Division One bracket. I'm curious to see how this one plays out. Again, like I said, I think there's five teams battling for four spots in the open. But I don't think it really matters, open or D1. I think all of those games are going to be fun to watch.
Hey, Braden, we've got a few minutes here. You got some games that you want to take us through tomorrow night. Again, tomorrow night and next Friday night, and then all of a sudden everybody will get together at the CIF office and figure out the playoffs, and that's always interesting. And you normally cuss and discuss the way those come out. But you know what? Overall, I think it's been a pretty good year to this point. I'm hoping, and I would certainly think the playoffs are going to be always exciting, and we're going to be covering a lot of them. We'll have playoff games each and every Friday night, and then, of course, on Thanksgiving weekend, we'll have a game on Friday night, Saturday, the following week we'll have the Division II, Division I championships on Friday and Saturday night. So we got a lot of high school football still to come on 97.3 The Fan. And again, tomorrow night we're going to be up at Valley Center. It'll be Escondido taking on Valley Center at 7 o'clock right here on 97.3 The Fan and the Radio.com app. And if you're up in Valley Center tomorrow, come on by A1 Irrigation. I'm going to be out there. Braden will be out there with me. We're going to be broadcasting from 12 to 3 tomorrow, and then we're going to go down the road, get a little dinner, and head down to Valley Center High School and get ready for that ball game tomorrow night. Braden, what do you got for me tonight?
Well, there's a really good big game. We go through the list here that Cal Preps provides, and it's in order of league, alphabetical order in terms of league. But that very first game on the list is a huge game in the Avocado League, just because of the implication puts on the game. Because if Carlsbad loses that game and Mission Hills wins, they would be co-champions. They don't have tiebreakers in terms of head-to-head and league championships out here in San Diego in high school football. So Carlsbad needs to win that game in order to become a league champion. It's their last Avocado League game as they play at La Costa Canyon. I think this is going to be a really good game. It's going to be a pretty close game, according to Cal Preps. Cal Preps has Carlsbad winning 21-14.
Well, La Costa Canyon needs to win this game tomorrow night. I mean, they're starting to kind of go south again, I think.
Yeah, they are. I mean, they're at 4-4 right now in the year. They're looking at an 11 seed, or you know, they're looking at having a play in the first round. A win against Carlsbad would definitely give them a big boost. And potentially, you know, give them a first round bye in the playoffs if they get a win over Carlsbad. Carlsbad needs that win because they want to lock up an Avocado League championship and solidify a spot in the open division.
What else you got for me over there tomorrow night?
I really like the Patrick Henry at Scripps Ranch game. This game is going to be a battle for the City League championship. Scripps Ranch, according to Cal Preps, is projected to win pretty handedly, 48-21. But you never know what Patrick Henry team you're going to get. You're going to get the team that knocked off a lot of good teams here in San Diego, or you're going to get the team that lost to Morse in a rout. Patrick Henry's going to score a lot of points. Scripps Ranch is undefeated. They're very disciplined. They play good football as well. I think this is the biggest tester for Scripps Ranch in terms of an undefeated season in Patrick Henry, and we'll see if the Patrick Henry plays spoiler to Scripps Ranch's City League championship quest.
You pull out another one. You got one more for me?
Yeah, I can go through the list and find a couple more here. I really like the Steel Canyon at Grossmont game too, and I'm going to tell you right now, I think Steel Canyon's on upset watch. I like the Grossmont Foothillers in this game. It's a 3-point spread according to Cal Prep. Steel Canyon coming in is projected to win 31-28. I think the Foothillers get it done. I think they beat Steel Canyon and open up for a potential tri-champion back-to-back years in the Grossmont League.
Hey, I got a question for you here. We got about a minute to go on this show. Elion Noah, the great running back out there at Helix, going to be out the remainder of the year. He had foot surgery last week. What do you do with him on the All-CIF team this year?
I'm voting for him for All-CIF Player of the Year. I'm going to tell you that right now because it doesn't really matter that he got hurt. I don't care if he missed half the season. He's the best player in San Diego. It's not even a question. He's the best player on one of the best teams here in San Diego, and he deserves that award. And last year, he probably didn't get a lot of votes for that award because they wanted to get it to a senior. They got it to Sean Poma. Then, of course, Jamal McClendon won the Silver Pigskin Award. But I'm going to tell you right now, Elion Noah is the best player in San Diego right now. It's not even a contest, and it doesn't matter that he got hurt this season because if he was healthy the whole season, we would be talking about him each and every week. He's a difference maker. He keeps teams in games. I'm telling you, he's the most feared offensive player of any team that faces Helix this season, and it's a shame that we don't get to watch him play the rest of his senior year.
And I'll tell you this, and I couldn't agree with you more, but it'll be interesting. Hopefully you and I are able to be at the All-CIF meeting because we are voting members, and hopefully it's at a time where we're not on the air. But I know we'll probably hear some resistance on that. But the fact is the fact. I mean, when he was in there, they beat the two best teams aside from Helix in the county at that point in time. And we saw last year when he wasn't on the field what Helix was like.
Yeah, absolutely. We saw him again. We saw him a little injured against Eastlake and St. Augustine in the final two games of their season. He's a big difference maker. And when he's healthy, he is tough to stop and they're tough to beat.
Braden, great job. Look forward to visiting with you tomorrow at Valley Center. We got the big ball game tomorrow night. I want to thank everyone for tuning in. I want to thank Coach Boardman from Escondido, Coach Gilster from Valley Center, Tim Estes, the head coach Santana, his quarterback Nathan Temple, his defensive end running back, Brooks Mutar joining us tonight in studio. For Braden Soprano, Coach John Cantara, we'll hit the airwaves tomorrow from Valley Center at A1 Irrigation up in Valley Center. We'll be on from 12 to 3, and then, of course, we got the ball game tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, Escondido and Valley Center right here on 97.3, The Fan, and the radio.com app. Until 12 tomorrow afternoon, Coach John Cantara for Braden Soprano. Have a great night, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to 97.3 The Fan. Good night. Bye-bye.